Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first official episode of the Untitled Music Review Project. The title is very self-explanatory. In this podcast, I shall be reviewing music that I'm very passionate about. I shall be reviewing music that I like, music that I necessarily do not like. And you can take a ponder, take a listen, see if you agree or disagree with me or not. And that will be the whole gist of the podcast. I wanted to make this first episode very special. I wanted to make this episode very close to home. So I decided to review my favorite album, Igor by Tyler, the Creator. Igor by Tyler, the Creator is Tyler's fifth studio album. The classic pink background with the black and white photo of Tyler. This album hits very close to home because Tyler, the Creator, is the most important artist in my life. His song, See You Again, off of Flower Boy, really got me into music. It's the sole reason I am so passionate about this subject. And this album was the first album I have ever been, one, blown away by, and two, so excited about for a release. So this album is very, very important to me, and it is so great that it is a very, very good album. Taking bias aside, this album is just super solid top to bottom. I mean, starting off with Igor's theme, the brooding drums with the monotone, almost THX sort of sound going on in the background, perfectly almost encapsulates this album's feel, which is its grit, its rawness, its pure emotion. And that's what I really love about Tyler, is his ability to create stories and to create feels and vibes with his albums. His sheer production ability and how he can make sounds feel. His sounds have feel to him from album to album, and every album he's been improving, and every album he's been maturing as an artist. So Igor's theme is the perfect encapsulation of this album. It is, again, gritty and brooding and unforgiving, and has a feature from Lil Uzi Vert, which is perfect. I mean, his vocals are perfect on top of this track. The rest will run around town, they gonna feel this one. Is like probably one of the most catchiest, one of the most addicting lyrics in this entire album. I mean, seriously, every single time I listen to that track, I'm always singing the verses. There's not a moment where I'm not singing the verses. It is such an just great opening track. And that little piano breakdown towards the end that perfectly segues into Earthquake, which is another one of Tyler's strong suits, is his transition from song to song. He has this great way of mixing and transitioning from song to song, especially on Igor. And it's very much shown in his other albums like Wolf or Flower Boy. The next track on this album is Earthquake, which is definitely the song's most popular track because of its almost undeserving high energy. Because the song, again, is about heartbreak. Don't leave. It's my fault. It's about somebody begging their lover to stay. The character Igor begging their lover to stay. And it's simple in such an emotional, raw way, which is sort of the whole point of this album. Is it's very uncut, raw, almost having an amateurish sound at times in its production, which is so great. Having a lo-fi quality with some of the tracks being almost low quality in their sound. But it works to such a degree of, like, only a person who is a master in their field could pull something off like that, making something sound amateurish and yet so great at the same time and so fitting for the album. And Earthquake kind of perfectly encapsulates that. It's electronic sounds, it's great production, it's simple lyricism. I think Tyler, especially in this album, takes a huge inspiration from Kanye in his production. Very electronical, very synth-based, with very few organic instruments being played. The few that I can think of are maybe the piano. And I think that's about the only thing, only time. But other times I can like hear a lot of choppiness in the piano, which kind of signifies it being a synthesizer. So Earthquake is just a phenomenal track. Phenomenal second track to lead us into this album. Next is I Think. Super catchy chorus. I mean, this album is just full of catchy choruses. And that's what's kind of so great about this album is it's how palatable it is. If you are a diehard Tyler fan, if you're a new Tyler fan, if you don't like rap, if you don't like music, I think the general agreeability of this album, how it can be experimental with the genre of hip hop, but isn't necessarily only fitting a certain niche, a certain clique, you know? It can be experimental in its bending of the rules of hip hop and not even really being hip hop anymore, but almost creates a new sound that is very, very palpable and very, very acceptable. And everybody can really get into it and jam to it. And I Think is kind of like a great example of this with its catchy choruses, its upbeat production, its bouncy, oh my Lord. It's bouncy, crisp snares and drum kit. It's just a really great track overall. Track is exactly what you run from, you end up chasing, which is a almost skit from Jerrod Carmichael. Which sounds exactly what it is. He's talking about exactly what you run from, you end up chasing, which is kind of like the whole story of this album, which is Tyler trying to run away, or I mean Igor trying to run away from this loneliness, this lonely feeling, and ending up chasing it because his fear of loneliness has just driven him to overreaction and separation from his love interest in this album. Running Out of Time, I think, is my least favorite track just because of how bare bones and repetitive it can be. I really like the synth breakdown, like the Living and Pretend. I think that is the highlight, the best part of the song. But other than that, I think it's the worst song out of the whole album, just because of its repetitiveness, its simplicity. But even then, it's grown on me through listens. I find myself singing it, you know, like a karaoke sort of situation, you know, singing it over and over again because of how simple it is. It's easy to catch on to, which is kind of like a pro and a con. Not much to say about that one. Next is New Magic Wand, probably the hardest song in this album. I mean, just gritty, loud, in-your-face synthesizers. The percussion is fast, it's energetic, it's crisp, it's clean, and the lyrics are about killing your loved one, or killing your loved one love's interest so that you two can be together, killing them with the new magic wand. Super, super energetic song in general. Just a song you can pop on at any moment and jam to 100% of the time. Just like bounce to that. And so sometimes I put that song on by itself just because of how almost hype inducing it is, even though the content it's talking about is so dark and so deep and so brooding. Next up on the list is A Boy's a Gun, one of my top personal favorites of the entire album. I just really like its laid back, almost passive aggressive feel. The snare rolls was a very, very, very nice surprise. Like those snare rolls that bounce into the marching snare style, and the percussion is just super, super fitting for the song. And I really think Tyler put his all in the production, and the vocal harmonies in this track is just amazing. It's super catchy. It is just such a perfect feel for what this song was trying to get across, which is the boy Igor is in love with is like a gun, because he protects Igor. He makes Igor feel safe, and yet if put in the wrong hands can be the greatest danger to him, which is freaking awesome. Just amazing writing. Even though it's so simple, which is great. I love this album. I love how simple it is, with super heavy inspirations from Kanye. I know I said that already, but there's this lyric in A Boy is a Gun, which is, boy, you sweet as sugar, diabetic to the first degree, which is just, I wouldn't be surprised if Kanye went out and said, yeah, I wrote that bar. I'd be like, yeah, it makes sense. Like, it is such a Kanye bar. It's incredible. The next song is Puppet, which features Kanye, funny enough. And Puppet is about the controlling relationship Igor was in. The controlling relationship Igor was in, and how his love interest was controlling him throughout the entire relationship. Igor being the puppet. I mean, its production is blissful. It's angelic. It is slow. It has so many layers to it. It is such just like a nice song to listen to. For, again, how dark the context of the songs is. That's just kind of this whole album, is Tyler's amazing, amazing production stacked onto these troubling tracks. And how the farther down you get into this album, it's almost like two different stories. The first story being from Igor's theme to running out of time, which is Igor's relentlessness to New Magic Wand, from Igor's theme to New Magic Wand, which depicts Igor's relentlessness to having this relationship still be a thing, wanting to keep this relationship and wanting to preserve it because of his fear of being lonely. And A Boy is a Gun through Are We Still Friends, which is the final track of the album, obviously, being Igor's realization that it was never a healthy relationship for either of them. It was never. I mean, A Boy is a Gun is kind of like the swap. The first half being in story A, the second half being in story B. Him realizing that if in the wrong hands, his significant other could be very dangerous. They could be very manipulative and hurtful and spiteful to Igor. After Puppet is What's Good, which is probably the most traditional rap song on this whole album, which isn't a bad thing. Because especially in Tyler's later work, he's almost tried to please the public while pleasing himself. Because Tyler's third studio album, Cherry Bomb, was almost a disaster. because it was mixed poorly. I mean, the album top to bottom is just full of bangers, just absolute amazing tracks, one after the other, having the best of both worlds with Tyler's imaginative, creative, modern production with his bombastic, edgy, energetic rapping style. But it was just mixed so poorly, it felt like you were having whiplash going track to track. I mean, it was just, it wasn't a story. It wasn't an album. It felt more like a mixtape or a playlist. So his next album, Flower Boy, he really had to hone it in. He said in an interview, he said Flower Boy had to be good or else I was screwed. So I think that's really what kicked him into finding this perfect balance of pleasing the public while pleasing himself. With being able to be creatively free, but also making the songs he likes that he knows other people will like. And I think that's what's Good was. Because this album, every other track isn't like a tradition. You can't really place it in a genre. That's how genre bending it is. But What's Good is kind of the only traditional rap song or hip hop song on this entire album. I mean, great song, just superb song. And after that is Gone Gone Thank You, which is one of the most powerful songs in this entire album, and keeps up Tyler's consistent double tracks and his albums, which is almost too many songs combined into one big song. Gone Gone being his explanation that his love is gone. His love is gone for his significant other, and he no longer loves them, obviously. And the second half being Thank You, which is a thank you to his significant other for loving him, for being there for him. The lyrics being, thank you for the love, thank you for the joy, but I will never want to fall in love again. Thank you for the time, thank you for your mind, oh, but I don't ever want to fall in love again. Which is just brutally honest. Brutally, brutally honest and superbly relatable to most people who have ever been in a relationship with a bad breakup, ever. I mean, you always have that happy feeling because it was, but you're always scared of the next one because you don't want to go through the same experience if you do decide to split. Track after that is I Don't Love You Anymore. Very obvious. Probably the most simplistic song on this entire track, but it is just great. On top of Tyler's strained, high singing voice, the simple drum pattern, the chorus of almost angelic sounding ladies behind him. It's just a very, very good track. Very pleasant track to the ears. And finally, the final track, Are We Still Friends, which is one of the best album closers I think I've ever listened to ever. I mean, it's this huge, like cathedral, like bombastic ending that just hones in. Can we still be friends? I know the relationship is over, but can we still be friends? And it almost conveys a sign of relief, of joy from the song with him finally being out of this relationship, but also contains signs of not desperation, but still love for the person with the question, are we still friends? And I think that's a super powerful, super powerful song. I think it's the greatest song off of this album is Are We Still Friends, just because of the payoff you get from listening to this whole album and the final track. Production's amazing. You can tell he really went all out in this one. Full production. Voice is great. Multiple vocal parts. I mean, it has this moment where it dies down and it's just a synthesizer, a simple synth. and then picks up slowly into this huge orchestral, just beautiful moment of like clarity. It's like that feeling. It's like a first kiss or you winning the lottery in a sound. It's great. It's just a great, great album ender. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. I mean, simply, Are We Still Friends is just incredible. And you can say that about the whole album. This whole album is incredible. From its emotional journey, its production, its listen replayability, because you always know, especially with Tyler songs, you always notice new things on the replay that you never noticed before. It's just superb music making. And this is the album that was so obviously made by a musical genius. That's all I have to say about it. This album means so much to me. And if you haven't listened to this, I recommend 100% you listen to it, because it is just so very, very good. I guess I gotta score it, because that's what most movie or music reviewers do, is score albums. So I would give Igor a 9.2 out of 10. Thank you for listening. If you're feeling tired on the wheel, pull over, take a nap, find the nearest exit. I love you, and drive safe.